You're listening to Rural Focus. Tom here with you this morning, and it's time to catch up now with Aaron Endersby, who is the Regional Training and Services Coordinator for the Wheatbelt Region with St. John Ambulance WA. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, very well, Aaron. Thank you for jumping on the line with us this morning. It's a very important topic we need to discuss, and that is first aid kits to keep on farms or, in your home business, farm business, whatever that happens to look like.
So obviously first aid kits vary in different sizes and contents in them. With obviously farms, they have sort of a fair range of locations and uses for the first aid kit. So farms sort of need to make sure that they do a risk assessment of the tasks they're doing and make sure that a first aid kit is available for them. If they're out on the tractor, making sure that they've got one in the tractor. If they're doing stuff in the workshop, that they've got one there as well.
So are these kits, do they vary in terms of their contents much at all, or are they all fairly similar?
Yeah, so they do vary a fair bit in their contents, from workplace sort of first aid kits to large industrial first aid kits. So, you know, basically these, our work kits are in compliance with Australian safety standards, and so for the industrial kits, they've got like the heavier duty dressings and padding to ensure that if someone does happen to have an accident, that these injuries can be managed within that environment.
Yeah, for sure. And as you just said, it's important to have them on the farm, especially out in the sticks areas of WA where it takes a long time to get to a hospital or get that first aid response. So these are packs that you can either keep in the sheds or in the vehicles or in the ute, wherever you happen to be. And obviously what goes along really well with that is if you have first aid training or you undertake some training.
The first aid training is obviously important as well, because obviously you need to learn how to use the equipment that is provided with you. Farming is a unique industry in regards to any other industries, where they often work sort of solo or remotely for a long period of time. So ensuring that someone else is on the farm and access to first aid training is important as well, because out in the regions, our ambulance services are mostly volunteers, which also highly likely to be farmers or people who work within the community, and their delay in time getting out is also a bit of a timing matter as well.
Yes, no, it absolutely is. So, Aaron, how are these kits available? Where are they available? And how can the listeners find out more information about getting their hands on one?
So they can contact us here at the regional office in Northam, or their local sub-centre can provide them or order them in for them. Or they can go onto our website at stjohnwa.com.au and have a look at our range there as well.
Okay, lots of options there. Aaron, thank you to you and the team for all the work you do there with St. John Ambulance in WA, and thank you for letting us know about those kits here this morning.
Thanks, Tom.